President Vinson, thank you so much for joining me.
It's an honor to be here.
You know, you have had an opportunity since you have arrived to address the campus community twice on issues dealing first with affirmative action in higher education and reaffirming your own commitment to that in at the Hobart and William Smith community. You've also had an opportunity now to address the what happened in Charlottesville. You attended the rally in the community on Sunday in support of Charlottesville. I guess one of the things that I'm curious about is an individual who's had a significant leadership role first at UT Austin and now at Hobart and William Smith Colleges as president to really have an impact. What do you say to people who perhaps are wondering what it is they can do to have an impact?
I think one of the most noble positions in our democracy is to be an engaged citizen. Never underestimate the impact of your action to do the right things the right way. And my advice would be to find a place where you feel passionate and you feel you can make an impact. What I can tell you is that there are many other people and other engaged citizens who are committed to doing the right things the right way. And I would encourage you to join up with those individuals, and that collective impact will make a difference. When I think of every major movement, it has been when an engaged citizen says enough is enough and strives to make real change, and in fact has done so.
You and I are speaking at the end of what is a relatively quiet period on campus over the summer at Hobart and William Smith Colleges. You can just see the activity beginning as people prepare for the students to return. Has what's happened, especially in the last week, changed the way you think about how you'll address the students, meeting them for the first time as the president of Hobart and William Smith Colleges?
One of the most gratifying things about taking over this position as president of Hobart and William Smith Colleges is the support from the Board of Trustees, my fellow members of the faculty and staff who were inspired by having someone who has a extensive background in diversity and justice. That's a defining part of my work. And so instilling that, one of our core values is inclusive excellence. You can't have excellence without every member of the Hobart and William Smith community bringing their whole selves. And so I feel that by speaking out both here locally but also nationally, that will affirm one of our core values, and will send a message to every part of the Hobart and William Smith community that diversity, inclusion is not just an okay thing, it's an essential part of who and what we are.
You know, when last we spoke, it was literally 3 days on the job. And at that time, you told me something that we weren't able to share with the audience, but we subsequently have been able to. You're bringing NPR's Laura Seidel to campus.
Yes.
As the convocation speaker. We're, of course, always excited to have a member of the NPR family on campus. What made you reach out to Laura as somebody to address the students as they begin their time here at Hobart and William Smith?
Well, Laura is a classmate of mine, and as I share with the students, she is part of the great class of 1983, and I tell the students that, in fact, 1983 is the best class in HWS history. Convocation is the start of the academic year where we orient our new students into the academic traditions of Hobart and William Smith Colleges. It's a place where the faculty get to greet and the staff get to greet our returning students. And so in Laura, she is someone who I felt embodied that serious pursuit of knowledge and justice. Laura was a superstar when she was here. She was truly one of the heavyweights in our class. And so I wanted to bring someone back with that heft. And given her national role and the fact that she speaks to such critical and relevant issues about technology and justice, and her body of work was just outstanding. So when I thought about who to bring back, she immediately came to mind.
Well, I'm grateful to you for coming in to visit with us this morning. Hopefully, I'd like to do this again soon.
Absolutely. I look forward to it.